אתם עם SBS בעברית.
And we'll go to Eli. Eli, שלום Eli. Eli, well, let's see. Eli, where do you phone us from?
I'll call you from Melbourne.
Shalom Eli from Melbourne. How are you?
Yes, how are you? You know, I mean, I've been a loyal listener with SBS for many years. So, for me, being in Melbourne, I'm fortunate compared to the others, I'm fortunate to say that. But we are really fortunate because the Jewish care, Meals on Wheels, I pray at Chabad, Israeli backpackers, and Rav Dudur, leader, he sent me a parcel. Rav Gordon made me the plate with all the you know the what you need for the plates. A couple from the Saudi Association, what I pray to Sassoon Yehuda, delivered the packet. So I was fortunate.
Eli, I'm really pleased to hear that you feel that you weren't left alone and you got support and help from the community in Melbourne. Yes. So you got the Seder plate and you got food for the Seder from the community.
Correct. All delivered. So it's amazing. It's about 9 different soups, 9 different meals. And I'm so fortunate that being known in the community, so everybody was helping me to that way. And like the other gentleman said, I did decline being sort of like a paitan chazan in the Knesset. Everybody wanted my company to conduct the seder, and I had to decline it. And I'm here by myself. Even my 2 daughters, one lives with her boyfriend, and one with her mom. They had to do it by themselves. Coming from a large family back in Israel, and we are like Estadians, we have a different way to conduct the seder, like with the hilu, with the plate over every head of the family, about the state of Israel, the tahal, we do that. I don't know if you know that, like the hilu, we do that. And this year, I had to do it by myself and do it over everyone. And it was unique. I'm telling you, it was unique. I thought, with all the family, the harmony that we used to do, we used to laugh and maybe not finish in the Haggadah. But this time on my own, I finished the whole Haggadah, and I was quite content. You have to have that high spirit because of the situation, what's going on, and the horrible things. And listen to these people that they rang you before. I felt so sorry about them that they can't get any help.
That's good that you, although you're alone and you don't feel lonely, this is very, very positive that the kindness of people from your community made sure that you won't feel lonely and you won't be short of Passover meals and even bringing into your door the Passover food. I mean, this is amazing. It's really good to hear. So this was Chabad in Melbourne that was doing it?
Yes, Chabad in Melbourne, the young the backpackers where I pray every Friday and I sing with them, making a real nice Kabbalah Shabbat. I sing all the songs because I'm sort of like a paitan. But unfortunately, it's all closed and I had to stay home. And Rabbi Didi says, no, you stay home. I'm over 60 and nearly 70. And he says to me, you stay home. Although, like I said, the other gentleman, I'm fit, I'm okay. But I listen. I adhere to the instructions of the government. And if there are restrictions, so we have to abide by them. And this is it. We have to help each other by, like you said, telephone each other, asking how are you, how things, thank God to the technology today, that you can, you will find out about your loved ones, what's happening. And my daughters with me keep on going with these conversations all the time. How are you, Dad? How's everything? Fine. I'm with a high spirit. I mean, it's no use to bring you down. If you're going to go down, it's going to affect you even more. So we have to. Unfortunately, we can. Like you're right. I spoke to my sisters, and my sister said, "We are unfortunate. Don't go with the mask. We have to go with the mask as from today." You're right. You're absolutely right.
You're listening to Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein, and we have a talkback show because I would like to hear what you have to say about this crisis, the coronavirus crisis, in the midst of the Jewish Passover as well, how you celebrated. We had stressful calls in the Hebrew from Shlomo from Brisbane that they feel very isolated from Ayala, they feel very isolated in Sydney. And it's good to hear from you, Ellie, that you are not feeling so isolated. I'll just let me give our listeners the number again, 1-300-799-323.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.